Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday, people. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up. I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 12th day of May, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 40 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 45 degrees today for the climate basin. It was snowing out there a while ago. It's just goddamn depressing. Oh, man. But, you know, time. I guess time will take care of it. We'll see. Anyways, before we get further in the program, the drawing will be today for the sponsored by Swifty Lomax, Jalapeno, and Norm. Swifty Lomax has provided the beautiful belt buckle and bowler tie. Jalapeno has provided the DCU Mobile 30-round magazine pouches for AR-15, and Norm has provided a gas mask and filter bag. And the drawing will be, I mean, we're going to make it like in the last 5 minutes. If we go over the top, it don't matter at this point in the ballgame, so we'll just do it then. And anyway, if you want to get on in on that, and I wish some people would, man, because this operation just doesn't take care of itself. I mean, the people who have donated, man, there's some people out there that, I mean, they give $5-$10 sometimes, some of them a week. And, you know, these people are studying, they're right on with it, and, man, it has kept us afloat, but, man, it's coming down to, you know, once again, living from shut-off notice to shut-off notice. And, you know, I usually don't bring these drawings, you know, we hold the stuff for drawing until, if we do it, we need the money. I mean, I'm not just doing it as an exercise in futility because I ain't got nothing else to do. At any rate, put that aside. Let's see where we at here. Okay. Well, we're into the articles, but we got plenty of articles. We got more articles than we can do in a damn hour, and that's a shame. But at any rate, there's a couple of things I wanted to cover before we do that, and we'll do that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Yesterday I was listening to the intelligence report, and Mark Kornke was talking about political, you know, doing things politically, and that if there's somebody out there that wanted to do something political, he'd be willing to step in and back them if they'd be back in the militia. And, you know, I was kind of curious about it. I didn't call in. I don't call in over there anymore. I don't feel welcome over there. I'm not welcome over there. I'm not welcome on the Micro Effect because, you know, I just won't bend with the wind. I just won't go along with shit. And when I see something I question, you know what? I come up and question it. They aren't used to that. They weren't used to that when I first came on the scene. I mean, I talked to people through emails and such that, you know, had listened to the Micro Effect and the intelligence report and this stuff. And they, you know, when the religious shit was being crammed down people's throats, and they said, man, dude, this ain't right like this, is it? I mean, this ain't what we're doing, right? And, but they were, you know, they wouldn't call in because they were, you know, they'd get chastised down. But, you know, some people just don't take a chastising like other people do. And so we have confronted them. And you people that are listening, that listen over there, I mean, I'm waiting. I when I'm listening, I hear people on there, but you guys aren't coming up and you aren't challenging this shit. I mean, let's talk about it. I mean, just no anger, just straight up. He talked about a new political party. Now, I'm just curious as just how that would work. If it was a new political party, wouldn't it have to be registered with the occupation? Wouldn't it have to be a part of the occupation system? Or am I missing something here? And isn't that a go out and vote thing? I mean, if your country's occupied, which our country is, and the occupation, I mean, you know, things like taxes, people pay taxes. Well, yeah, I mean, people are trying to live. But you don't have to go participate in their goddamn elections, and their fraudulent elections, and by doing so, add credibility to what they're doing. It is completely incredible. In any other country, people, if you had an occupying force you think about it, if you were, you know, like over there in Poland when the Russians and the goddamn Germans came in. I mean, what did your people think of you when you know, the people that went along with it? Boy, I got a better deal. I'm getting a better deal from the occupiers than you are because I cooperate with them. You're a goddamn traitor. Say, in France, you know, when the Allied forces came in and liberated France from the Germans, they talked about sleeping with the enemy. These women who, you know, they lived a good life while the people who were resisting in the underground, you're getting killed every day, being tortured, beaten. And they were just fucking the enemy, man, and just having a good old time. They were living the high life. But when the occupation was ended and the French people got a hold of them, they took them into the streets. They cut their goddamn hair off.
They shaved their heads.
Pardon? Yeah, they shaved their heads. You goddamn
shaved their heads.
And cut a T into their goddamn forehead for traitor. And this is what has become, I mean, this is our biggest problem in this country, is the goddamn traitors among us. Those who know better. Now, Mark denounces him. I'll give him that credit. He even called him retards this morning, which kind of delighted me a little bit. But the thing is, what are you grasping? You're going to take these people in. You think these people are going to get a forgiveness from you if they'll join up with you now that they've discovered once again what we, you know, they were told before they went and did this. This is treason. Oh, well, we're going to go do it because it's vote thing and it's vote and it's our right. No, it ain't your right. It is not your goddamn right to sacrifice my rights, you cowardly sons of bitches. It is not your right. You have no such right. When you do it, you commit a crime against your people. And you did it. And now that, you know, I think this is the whole idea is, well, we'll take you back into the fold over here. I know they're rejecting you over there where they're calling you traitors. Well, you go ahead and take them into your fold. You think you're going to give them forgiveness. God damn it, what we've said, we meant. And when we come for them, when this shit's all over with, when they're going to pay up for the treason they committed against us and caused us harder deprivations because they went along with it, well, then you're going to have to be in the position of defending them, and we'll go right through your ass. They are going to pay. All the traitors are going to pay. This shit goes on from day to day, and it's still going on every year. It's the year. It's the year. No, it ain't, because you ain't got what it fucking takes to do it. What it takes to do it is just to say, hell, this isn't going to fly with me. Each individual one of you out there has to say, no, by God, I see it anywhere, I'm taking it on. I don't care if it's in a church, the store, the public square, or on the goddamn radio. You come up on these public broadcasts, and that's really what's going on here, like with Joe McNeil. You know, you want to come up and you want to spew what is goddamn treason by definition, the English language, and you don't want no rebuttal. You want to go out on the public airways into the public square and speak and not have nobody speak against you or against what you're saying. You want the narrative so that you can compromise. So that you, I mean, and talking about these political parties, what's the idea here? You're going to, right now we're in the middle of a goddamn uprising again, aren't we? Or am I missing something here? So you're going to start, you know, form a new political party, maybe a new government in the middle of an uprising. Hey, man, look who came out on top. Those guys who formed a new government right at the beginning of the uprising. The new elite. The new, your new aristocracy. Your new overlords. Each and every one of us that understands this, and there's a goddamn plenty of us, has to, I mean, it has to be, I mean, in your soul. I don't care, I mean, if this fighting's gone on for 10 fucking years, and it comes up to the end, well, we're just gonna compromise just a little bit here on the first article. We're gonna compromise just a little bit here on the third or fourth article. No, we're not. No, we're not. Because if you do, you doom another generation to what we've had to live through here. You doom another man like me to have to live through what I fucking had to live through. That's what you do if you compromise one tiny bit. We get the Bill of Rights. We get the common law. Man, it is just for everyone. But they don't want just justice for everyone. They want everybody. They just, somebody has to be better in this country of absolute equality, don't you know? Somebody has to have a step up on the playing field.
The new slavery party.
You goddamn, there you go, that'll work. If it's going to be a party within this occupation, I mean, if you go in and you dabble into the system that they are running, aren't you cooperating with the goddamn occupation? Aren't you? What the hell can't you? Go ahead, sorry.
Some are more equal than others.
Oh boy, that'll always be the case, Charlie. I promise you that. Because what it comes down to, it's just like the thing with the theology. Man, you know, I read that Bible backwards and forwards when I was a kid, man. I mean, into a young man. I read it backwards and forwards. I knew it like the back of my hand. But then, I mean, there are people out there that read that book, man, and I'm telling you, they understand how I should live. They understand that they have interpreted something I can't interpret because, well, they just have a superior mind. I mean, they're freaking retards. They prove that over and over again. Maybe they're autistic. Maybe they have that, you know, that zing in just one area. Oh, I understand it. This is how you should live and this is how I should live. I know it goes outside the Bill of Rights and it removes this right here, but this is the way my God wants it. He told me to in the Bible. I read it. Believe me. This is the sickness that is killing this country. God damn it, people are... Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, well, I mean, also, you know, I mean, I like listening to Mark, but he has a very, very bad habit of talking over people.
Well, you got to understand, different, like, broadcasts work different. I think Mark's working over a phone line. And it's, you know, a lot of times it'll be... that they think you've stopped, and then they'll start talking. It's really got to be an art. I mean, like me, I listen close. I know how the time travel is on what I'm doing here, and I hear people. And Mark, you know, I have to say that, you know, when he's in disagreement, he will try to, you know, just to shut the person down and you know, shut the view down. But it's never worked with me. You know, I'm persistent, and anybody has to be persistent. But, you know, as far as what Mark's talking about is, you know, he's talking about the assholes out there that are retards that are just, you know, oh, it can't be. I mean, all this shit has come down right in front of us in less than just over 100 days here. Everything that we've said is going to happen is poured right down into our plate. But, you know, instead of everybody just going, okay, revert right back to where you were before this goddamn phony-ass fraudulent election we told you about and get back on the page and let's get ready to do this thing. No, there's these people over here, you know, we should do this. We can give it a try. If he does something good for us, it's okay to support the occupation. If I feel it's good for me, no. I mean, this is what has to be challenged. That's what we're talking about here. Shut it down. How would it be? We know that 3/4 of us are not going along with this shit. That means there's way more of us than there are of them. Every time one of them opened their mouth, what if they were shut down right there on the spot? It wouldn't be too long till everybody started understanding, you know what, people, you better, if you want to go along with this, you're, they're marking you as traitors, and they ain't fucking around.
Well, and Henry, too, it's, it doesn't make sense. I mean, what he's calling for is for people that listen to his show, blah, 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 for to infiltrate both parties, get their people in there, and but he has never come out and said, what do they intend to do?
Well, what could you do? I mean, if you go in there, as soon as you get in there, you're operating under the admiralty we're supposed to be fighting against. I don't know how in the hell that could work, do you?
No, and that's exactly where I'm at with it. I don't see any explanation. Yesterday, that dude comes on and going, we've got common law courts. Well, where the hell are these common law courts? Somebody tell me, because apparently I missed that chapter on From the Trenches. You know, it doesn't make sense. And then when you try to bring this stuff up, like if it's his equipment, that's understandable. But he just has a way of talking over, so you can't even make a point.
I know what you're talking about, and the fact is, I mean, I don't give a shit what anybody comes up and tells you. The fact is that the War Powers Act is in effect. The War Powers Act removed the common law. I mean, this is by dictate. This is under emergency powers. Removed our Bill of Rights, our common law courts, and our jurisdiction. And they cannot, I mean, there's what you can make a court, but it's not recognized by them. So, I mean, what the hell are you doing? You got to get rid of them before you can have your common law and your jurisdictions back. That's all there is to it. And if you're not, I mean, if you got some way to get rid of that War Powers Act, I'd like to hear it, but it ain't from inside infiltration. We've seen their inside infiltration all my life. Oh, and the next generation, I mean, the next bunch of assholes you send to Washington, oh, we're going to go in there. It's just like the Freedom Caucus. But then you have them coming up, and, I mean, they'll talk about the goddamn the administrative, like the Supreme Court decisions or Sandy Hoax, yes, or 9/11, and they'll just all but affirm it because they're not – I mean, you think Trump doesn't know that 9/11 was a goddamn fraud? But he can't do that, guys, because, well, he's got to hold his position. He can't talk about that. Well, no, he can't, because he's a part of it. You're either a part of it or you're not.
He probably made money off it, too.
Oh, buddy, I think I heard Charlie trying to get in there.
Yeah, that was his campaign promise to investigate 9/11. But anyway, Cornkey did a good job of shutting down Tokyo Rose.
Oh, boy, he did. I was sitting there, and I was going, yeah, exactly. But damn it, that's...
Then he got his wife on there, and she did it, too.
Who did? I didn't hear that.
Corky's wife.
Oh, yeah. Nancy came up. Yeah, well, yeah. But you know what? This
She's
is...
a very good vote.
But here again, clear back to Galise. I mean, I went over there. I'm not a liar. I goddamn fight for this cause. And I called him up and told him exactly what the situation was there. And it was just like, oh, you're nobody, so it don't matter. We're going to go, we have Maggie Rose. She's an old ex-ATF agent, and she's a buddy of ours. Just like Nancy one time, she's up talking about Sheriff Joe. They loved that son of a bitch, Joel Pyle. And he was a goddamn, one of the treasonous people that ever sucked air in this country. What he was doing down there in them prisons was goddamn violation of the Bill of Rights, verbatim. But it's these people, I mean, they're institutionalized, I guess, to a point. But I think, Mark, I mean, as far as, you know, being falling for any of this shit coming out now, I mean, taking it any further, I think he's just like, he knows it. I mean, there's nothing I can tell him about that. But when I hear people bringing up something about a political party, I got to wonder, how's this going to work? And so it's going to be a legitimate political party registered with the occupation. So it's going to be an occupation political party like the Republicans, the Democrats, the Constitutional Party, all these other parties. Is that how it's going to work? Because as soon as you become a part of it, what you're trying to tell me is that you think that you can change this occupation by working within the occupation and being a part of it. That makes you a traitor.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
There's only one party that's the Bill of Rights party.
You goddamn right. That's exactly right, Charlie. And you know, the thing is, I mean, that's why, I mean, you would think that you people who understand what I'm talking about here, like Charlie, like Katie, like Flea, you understand what I'm talking, you understand what you're supposed to have, how you're supposed to be living, what self-governance is. They understand too. Now, my question is, why aren't they out there pushing it like we are, screaming it to the, I mean, every day out there, they're going through the Bill of Rights. It's the Bill of Rights. It's the common law. It's the common law jurisdictions. There is no other issue.
It comes down to the rights of the individual.
You goddamn right it does. But why are they not doing that? I mean, if you're trying to bring everybody together to, for an uprising to overthrow this goddamn occupation and get it out of your country, why wouldn't you go to the central issue that everybody can agree on? Who could not agree? I mean, this is what we're supposed to have. Do we have it? No, it's been usurped. And once they've usurped your rights, what gives you, I mean, another thing with the political party. If your goddamn Bill of Rights has been usurped, your jurisdiction removed, you're nobody, you're a subject. Can you, I mean, the pretense that you can have any decision-making authority is laughable. I think I do understand because, you know, like I said a long time ago, if they could compromise, if they could just get it back to Reagan, they loved that son of a bitch and gun-running international drug dealer, didn't they? To be a Republican in a Republican dictatorship, I'd be all right. F everybody else. F that Bill of Rights, man. I'm making my cash.
We're all being held hostage. Let's just face it.
That's it, brother. And the hell of it is we're the bulk of the people. That's the hell of it. I mean, we got this one up here. That's the first one I was going to hit about goddamn Sessions, you know, it's going to go after the victimless crimes, people. We're going to see how, you know, so they can come out and threaten you with 20 years in prison. You know, if you don't take a plea deal, because this whole goddamn thing is falling apart on them. And that's why you see Sessions moves to lengthen drug sentences. This is from Politico. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is revising one of the central elements of the Obama administration's criminal justice reform agenda, a Justice Department policy that led to prosecutors in drug cases often filing charges in a way that avoided triggering mandatory minimum sentencing guidelines in the federal law. Now, what's wrong with that sentence? With that statement. I'll tell you what's wrong with it. They have no authority to prosecute. I mean, this is how far off the goddamn reservation these bastards are. Minimum sentencing guidelines. No, the goddamn jury in the common law decides my fate, not the goddamn government, not a goddamn bureaucrat in Washington. Go ahead, Charlie.
He's got stock and campaign donations from the prison complex.
That's exactly what it is. What you got going here is their action is... Go ahead, sorry.
You didn't watch Idiocracy, or did they... Why are you wearing that medal? No, they pay me a lot of money for wearing it.
There you go. There you go. The bottom line is you're talking about the prison industry here, and I heard one of these goddamn assholes, he was an ex-Secret Service, I think it was, up on Fox this morning when they first announced this. And he was saying, well, you know, the overcrowding of the prisons. You know, we hold more people in prison than any other country on the goddamn planet? More than communist China? Who has a billion and a half people, and they are a ruthless dictatorship, but our people are held, it's just for bondage. I mean, this is to feed the industry, because yesterday they told us, we're gonna, this is, they said, goddammit, how in the hell did they put it? It was like, we're gonna run this as a business, you know, and the States is a business, and that's what you're really talking about here. You got the slave trade with the Wacken Hut prisons, that's gotta be fed, don't you know? And see, go ahead.
Henry?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a solution. What we do is we put the prisons right behind the Walmarts so that they can just, like, you know, use a key card and then go to work.
Hey, man, I hear you. I mean, that would save a lot on transportation, wouldn't it? You could just build the shit right there and bring it right through the back door into Walmart to be sold by the ones who are going to prison next. I mean, this is the complete insanity of it, people. And I mean, at this point, we should be just so withdrawing back from this, and the people should be just circling around the Bill of Rights, knowing that, I mean, it's not that it's a secret. Mark Carnegie knows about the War Powers Act. He was the first person that told me. So if you know that your goddamn Bill of Rights is suspended, and you know that your common law courts have been removed, hence your any authority you have, what the hell, what? This is what the goddamn people at Lexington and Concord, this is what they fought for. This is when they went to war, because this had been taken from them. They were under the King's Admiralty. What are you waiting on? Can you say, there might be a way that we could work within a dictatorship to remove a dictatorship? God damn, how stupid. No, it's not stupidity. It's that nastiest of all words. It's called compromise. Is there a way we can compromise where we can still come out and, you know, being above the fella next to me? That's what it really comes down to in this country. I want to hold sway and power over my neighbor. I don't want him to have equal rights to me.
I don't care, as long as it's not in my backyard.
There you go. That's it, brother. And, you know, I this morning he's talking about the goddamn gold, you know, and stuff, and looting over to uranium mining. You know, every rancher out there in the Oregon desert, all these goddamn good old boys who were a part of this goddamn capture, it's ruination of my country. And they got rewarded for it because they went along with it. Man, every one of them ought to have a uranium mine over there. They ought to have open pit mining because they got a right to have that gold over there in the Oregon desert. Because, well, they joined the right lodges. They were at the right crowds. They were at the right church. So they should have that. And if it poisons the rest of us, oh, well. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Hi, it's Katie. I wanted to ask you if you'd happen to have seen any of that protest footage out there in Pahrump. They have their Trump flags flying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This is what I'm talking about. You know, they're looking at the bunnies. There's your militia movement, the tip of the spear, and they love Trump. You heard, well, just like the Maggie Rose thing that I think one of the fellows brought up there. I think it was Charlie. But, you know, Maggie Rose came up on the Morning Intelligence Report to tell Mark that she had a message from the bunnies not to say anything against the Trump administration. This is your goddamn, this is your tip of your spear? This is who's going to bring you back to freedom?
Henry? Yeah. I was listening to that broadcast, too, but I do, as a devil's advocate, have to say that Mark did bust her ball.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And he almost sounded like you for a second.
Yes, he did, man. We put it up, and I even cut that out and put it up on the front site and said, yeah, man, this is it. Either we're going to compromise. I mean, either we're going to listen to an ex-ATF agent. And don't say anything against the Trump administration because this government's legitimate. That's what they're telling you. That somehow this government, I mean, this is a goddamn occupation over a people. This is an enslavement of a people. And they're trying to tell us as slaves, it's all legitimate. Just like that son of a bitch that tried to come up on our program and say that it was legitimate. No, by God, it ain't. I'm not stupid and I'm not cowardly.
There ain't no CIA or FBI. They're always traitors.
Oh, hell yes. They can't exist. We can go back to it. I mean, the Constitution's gone, but the limited powers that we gave them, there's no CIA, there's no FBI, there's none of this shit. It wasn't authorized by the people. They did it by acts. That's called seizing power from the people. Now it's gotten to the point to where they don't even consider us in any of it. It's just, you're just a consequence. Goddamn, every time it comes around to election time, jobs thing, go vote. Okay, get the fuck out of the way now, okay? We got things to do. Get your ass out of the way. You don't own nothing here. You have no stake. Anyways, guys, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour. I'll hit you right when we get back, brother. We'll get back from the bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
That it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. If I don't have tomorrow, I know they'll find my Browning is clean. Don't come for my gun if you think that I ain't all that I've seen. I heard history, Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. Dumb down our kids. It's MK Ultra.
AIDS, and SIDS. Chemtrail clouds. GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say good. It's your rights that I'm fighting for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse protect against wherever they're from. Foreign and domestic are two types of enemy scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I'll heard history, Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches, from the TrenchesWorldReport.com, brought to you by Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Excuse me. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are needed and appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1239 Pacific Time. Of course, that was Thurman Ossley, but don't come for my goddamn rights. Don't come for my bill. Don't come and try to sell me a bill of shitting ass goods after my rights have ever already been removed. How about that? I think Frank Face was trying to get in there. Go ahead, Frank.
Howdy, Henry. If there's something good to come from this Trump administration, it would be all the weasels, cowards, and traitors coming out of the woodwork.
Amen, brother. It's absolutely correct. I mean, you know, when the facts are presented, you know, I'm strong-minded on everything. I had to be to survive. But if somebody brings me facts that show that I was wrong somewhere, I'll say I'm wrong right now, and I'll be on the right side immediately. I wouldn't want to wait a second. I don't want to be on the wrong side a second. But when you bring it, I mean, the trenches, look what we've brought forth. I mean, is there anything else like it? Has anybody else done it? No. But we bring it forth, and it's like they're pissed off for us for messing up the party or something. I don't get it. Unless the idea never was to get the country, it never has been freedom and liberty, let's face it. You know, they still praise the aristocrats that hijacked the goddamn uprising back in 17 and 75. They still praise that. How can you praise that? You now know what happened. You now understand it. You now know that these people are the ones that did not want your Bill of Rights. You know that the people back then, through the Anti-Federalist Papers, they knew what was going to happen. They knew what was happening right in front of their eyes. And they warned us. And they are the ones that put that bill. They did put that Bill of Rights there to finally save ourselves if we would. It's right there. That's our authority. No one in the world could go against us unless they would say that they advocate for slavery. That they advocate against freedom and liberty. Who could go against you? Who could speak against you? And see, that's where they're kind of this conundrum they're in. They can't speak against me. I'm telling the goddamn truth. And it's a truth for my people. It's our freedom, our liberty. It's our right to live a goddamn life without somebody else making us miserable all our lives, stealing from us, using us.
Yeah, and being left the fuck alone.
That's it, man.
What are those people, don't they understand?
I don't get it, man. I truly don't. You know, we were talking about Sessions here, move to lengthen drug sentence. This is for, they say right in there, this is for nonviolent crimes. This is for victimless crimes. Here is the admiralty right in your goddamn face. This is against the goddamn Bill of Rights. This is against Article 9. This authority cannot exist. This agency cannot exist that comes and to our people. They cannot tell us what we can or cannot put in our bodies. They cannot tell, you know, it's just like, you know, Mark brought it up this morning that it was the, you know, the Jews, they took over the liquor in this country. You know, you can make wine and beer, but you know, it's a federal offense to distill a jar of moonshine. A federal offense. Why? Because they want control over something. They know that everybody's going to use it. And they've got control over it. I mean, Jesus Christ, that right there is that excise that they talked about in that Anti-Federalist Papers. coming right down and saying, I mean, pretty soon, I mean, you let it keep going and it's going to be on food. It's going to be on water. I mean, they're already talking that they own all the goddamn water. That federal fella, he owns all the goddamn water. I hope we don't get thirsty, because if he doesn't want to give us a drink.
It already is like that, Henry. It already is like that.
You goddamn right it is. It is so far gone that for anybody to suggest anything but total resistance against these bastards and total adherence to the Bill of Rights, I gotta ask you why. Why would you opt for anything less? How can you opt for anything less? We're right back to that goddamn Lexington and Concord, Lexington Green, standing there facing them. And they're there telling us, yes, goddammit, everything you've been saying is true. We do intend to enslave you completely. You own nothing. Everything that you thought you owned belongs to the king. In this case, as the sword, as we've mentioned from Cornwallis, was surrendered over to Georgie the Mason Washington. And the illegal government that they put together in the middle of an uprising, they didn't do that with the consent of the people. A handful of the aristocrats that were running the goddamn colonies got together. Well, this is the new government. Really? They should have shot them. That's the only thing I hold against my brothers that were in the field back then. I'm not talking about George Washington. I'm talking about the guy out there with the goddamn rags wrapped around his bloody feet with a pike in his hand. Why didn't you just go the extra little bit? And that's, man, if I don't get nothing else through for my effort, it's that the people won't stop until it's done.
Didn't George Washington put down the Whiskey Rebellion?
He sure as hell did. I mean, goddammit, it's blatant what went on, what happened for real.
They got conned.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. They had, you know, all these years of war, man, their houses had been... People don't realize that this wasn't just armies. This was goddamn the people themselves. This was akin to a civil war. Because, like, where I come from in West Virginia, which was Virginia at the time, you know, people were, I mean, you had different factions, families and shit going to each other, burning houses down, burning fields, killing people in the civilian population, because they were on the side of the king and the other guys were on the side of freedom and liberty. And so they suffered too. But at the end of it all, I mean, it was a con, because, I mean, right, you know, at the end of the war, when the, you know, all the promises were made for those who actually even went into the Continental Army instead of the militias, they were promised grants of land. And man, when the end of war was over, well, we can't give you them grants because all these rich people who financed the war got all this money they got to recover. They didn't bleed in it. You bled and you died and everything. And we promised you, but hey, it's just a government promise and it's broken. Get used to it, because it's going to happen from here on out.
Constitution.
You're goddamn right. That's all there is to it, buddy. Oh, man. And you know, and here you, this is the police state. That's why I brought this Sessions thing in here. We told you that that son of a bitch was being put in place. This is how they'll build the police state. Now, they pumped all these criminals in here from Honduras, El Salvador, Mexico. They have a guy, there is a crime problem. There's no two ways about it. And boy, we got to address that crime problem. And it's just like we talk about when they go into the inner city and go into an apartment, find all these little children living in their feces. They're going to, well, that's a problem. We're going to have some power and authority. And as soon as they put it on paper, the power and authority, they're coming for you and me, because we're the problem to them. These goddamn gangsters, that's what they want. They brought them in here. Think about it, people. The problem is the 75% that are out of control right now. I mean, we planted this seed called the trenches. We planted this seed called the Bill of Rights, which is always there. And it's spreading like goddamn blackberry bushes. And they know it's a problem. And I mean, this is, you watch what happens here. You will see them coming out. I mean, they'll call it about dope, because they are protecting a $40 billion fraudulent industry called the drug war, where we finance both sides, and no matter who wins, we lose. But they will use this, and they will use this to put their Gestapo onto the goddamn streets. And then somebody, a political dissident like myself or you, well, all they got to do is drop that little thing of coke beside you, and we can take care of you. Oh, wait, Dave, you dropped that coke, everybody. But you know, the people, the thing here is, with what's going on in Bunkerville, this is why you see this rush to do this, and it's really irrational to do it at this time, this quick after, I mean, the way things are coming together. But with what went on there with the trials in Las Vegas last week, then, you know, they couldn't come to a verdict. They got acquitted in Portland. The people have understood. It used to be in this country, the people understood, but at the time when I was a kid, it was them against us. Don't trust the government. Yeah, I've said it before. You know, you seen a marijuana bush growing in your neighbor's yard over there. You didn't call 911. I seen a marijuana bush, and I'm seeing something, and I'm saying something. No, that wasn't the way it was. And you were smart enough to realize that it wasn't none of the goddamn government's business what that person grew or smoked. You'd walk over there and go, hey, buddy, I can see that. Anybody else could. Just giving you the heads up here.
It's amazing. And even, you know, that's like a percent of the population they pick. They select those jurors that are, you know, pro-government. And it's amazing that they still survive.
Well, it's like we've talked about before. You take this country as just with an even playing field starting at the beginning. Now, I mean, everybody would have done awesome. I mean, this country's filthy rich, and it belonged to all of us. Nobody had to do without or be treated dirty. I mean, even after the Civil War, when the blacks that were brought here for slaves and the whites that were brought here for slaves, and we were all brought here for slaves. Let's get real. When those people, I mean, we could have started out on an even keel. And just with entrepreneurship, you know, free enterprise and access to our own resources and the government doing what a government should have done, which was to print interest-free money for us to use in commerce. Well, goddamn, we couldn't have been touch people.
Well, white people were slaves before black people.
Yes, they were. With the ones that came over on the goddamn Mayflower, they were endangered.
But, Henry? Can I tell you something?
Fire, buddy.
You know, when blacks were enslaved here over in Africa, they lost their culture. They weren't living in villages and huts and going down to the water well. But when they were freed, and even though they didn't want to leave the plantation, you know what type of culture they adapted?
Lay it on me.
They adapted the hillbilly redneck
yes.
culture.
Yes, man, I'm telling you. Man, it's I've told this story before. I'm going to tell it real quick again. My grandmother was in the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, this is my mom's stepmom, okay? In the Ku Klux Klan. I seen the papers and all the stuff under her bed and stuff. They kept it hidden and everything. And next door to her lived this black lady. Her name was Rosie. And we called her Aunt Rosie because our mom called her Aunt Rosie. And she was my grandmother's best friend. She was a colored lady as well. You know, they didn't call them niggers or anything like that. You know, all the things they've done to try to divide us. It was a colored lady. And she was the nicest lady. I remember one time I was about 7 years old. I think it may have been my sixth birthday. But I went back there and it was my birthday, man. I mean, your birthday and you're back. You know, people, they only got to see you a couple of times in your life, man. And Aunt Rosie, man, she baked me a birthday cake and she set me on her lap and hugged me, man. I loved the lady. My grandmother loved her. Anybody that tried to touch that one, my grandmother would have shot him with a shotgun. This shit they have presented is not what happened, man. This is not how it was. Like you said, the culture was they were hillbillies and rednecks. Exactly correct. And the ones that went into the city, they were, you know, the communists were right there to try to, you know, they've always wanted to divide. They've always wanted to destroy us for the wealth. It's all for the wealth of our country, people. If they could get us to kill each other, it's like I talked today, you know, man, there's no reason for American nationals to have any beef with one another on account of pigment of skin. I mean, all these things, well, they've got this and they've got that and this is, and they, you know, they're getting everything. We're all getting nothing, people. Just some people are getting bigger scraps. And the ones who have been elevated, like we started this conversation, up to the point to where they could, you know, be out there and talking for Trump in the restaurant on the mainstream news and telling you, you know, what you need to do and how you need to live your life. They were elevated because they are stupid, because they are spineless. Money is political power, whether you want to realize it or not. And they made sure that the political power resided in the hands of retards that would be led. They were under control. Right now they're under control. They are not the problem. This thing was Sessions. He's not going after them. This is for the 75% that are out of control. This is so that they can come in and target people and just, I mean, you're going to see it. You're going to see this police state I told you was coming that Barack Obama couldn't build. This is not just a, you know, Trump came in and just upset the communists. No, he's a goddamn communist too. His daughter was over there. I mean, they just signed on to the goddamn climate change. I mean, every communist goddamn thing they're signing on to it. They're swapping split with the goddamn Chinese. It's just the whole thing was a goddamn sham, just like we told you it was. Anyways, guys, we're up in the last little bit of the program here. We're going to do the drawing real quick. And another drawing for From the Trenches with D. Lomax, Jalapeno, and Norm. sponsored a drawing for From the Trenches WorldReport.com. Swifty Lomax provided a beautiful belt buckle and bola tie that his father handcrafted from petrified wood. And that bola tie and belt buckle go to... Say again?
Ken.
With a K?
Ken. With a K.
Okay. Ken and Drew? Andrew, right?
And Drew.
Ken Andrew. Ken Andrew has got the beautiful belt buckle and bola tie. Next, we have Jalapeno provided a pair of DCU Mobile Double 30-round magazine pouches for AR-15. And the pouches go to? Patricia Starr has, I hope Patricia's got her AR-15 and she's ready to rock. Norm has provided a gas mask with filter bag, and this is the final prize, and it goes to?
Richard in Maryland.
Richard in Maryland. Richard in Maryland has the gas mask and filter bag. Congratulations, guys. And, we still got some time, so we're just going to keep on chatting, man. It's good to air shit every once in a while because, you know, you see that people just start working an agenda and they'll just keep working that agenda. Just shaving a little bit of compromise, a little bit of compromise, and then a little more. And then that's how this country got into the goddamn mess we're in today. Just a little bit at a time. What will you accept? Will you do it for a Scooby snack? Will you do it for two Scooby snacks? And the goddamn traitors among us did it for one Scooby snack, and they didn't get, I mean, they don't get, these people do not give a shit if you and I get up in the morning again. And, I mean, I hear you, brother. But that's the way it is. I mean, you gotta imagine that the calls, I mean, if it was something that you had to stand up for from the beginning, and that's what it would have been. Had the country been run right, even at that, our courts would always been there, but we'd have had to been standing for them rights because there'd have been some dirty son of a bitch trying to take them away from us because it was the wealth. The wealth is what they wanted. It's all they've ever wanted. It's all they ever want. But they cannot have total wealth until you have no freedom, until you have nothing left, then they have it all. And they will settle for no less. But from the beginning, it still would have been people having to stand up and say, maybe somebody'd have to shoot somebody every once in a while. Somebody'd have to rise up and just do some killing because they would just aren't going to obey the law. Well, we're going to have to make you obey it then. And that would have took guts. But what happened rather than that, when you came in, they just started with that compromising thing, you know, and, if that guy over there and his rights, you damn nigger. No, anyhow, I don't care if the niggers have any rights. We can go ahead and put these laws in place that remove the niggers' rights. And what you don't realize, you dumb, retarded son of a bitch, is if we're all in this together and we're all American nationals, when you took his right, you took mine, you took your own, you stupid bastard, but you didn't care. Because you were rewarded, you really didn't need that right, because judge take care of you anyway, because he's your brother.
Now, the new niggers.
Yeah, exactly, and a whole nation of them. But like I said, this is a 75%. This is really what this is all about. Everything you hear, all these little manipulations, they understand. They are not the 75%. I tell you what, they hate our fucking guts, people. We are the majority in this country, and they hate us. They hate me because I understand what's going on, and I'll tell other people. I'll tell other people, no, that son of a bitch is not over you. You are a sovereign of this goddamn country. You're on a par with the crown heads. You've been the need of no one. It belongs to you. And they hate me for it. Because go ahead.
We're gods and goddesses walking the earth. Wake up, people.
That's exactly correct. And the thing is, you see, if everybody understood who they were and stood on that and stood on the Bill of Rights and we've cleaned this shit all up, nobody gets to be better. Nobody gets to say, I read this in a book and this is how I believe. My mind says this is how we all should live. I know it violates some rights here, but this is here. It's a better way, and I say so because I interpreted it. Every one of us is on a personal trip, man. Through this universe. I mean, you think about your lifespan on this planet. I mean, when you're as a kid, you think, God damn, you're never going to get old enough to do anything. And then it gets up there and you just, by the time you're my age, you realize, God damn, it's like spit on a spittle. That's how long you last here. And when you're gone, you're gone.
Yeah. They killed my dreams. I'm pissed.
There you go. There you go, brother. I mean, I look back and I understand how my, what my life was supposed to be. What some men with balls about 240 years ago went out into the goddamn mud and the blood and the goddamn snow and nastiness that people can't even imagine, sacrificed themselves completely, sacrificed themselves for these rights. And now they're coming up, these goddamn charlatans, these aristocrats are coming up and saying, well, you know, if one life is lost because we have the second article right, that's too many. Well, the goddamn it, back there in 1775, they didn't think it was too many. Every one of them was ready to die for it. And this is what they want us to forget. It was worth them. I mean, they had homes. They had families. They left their families and went, and they, knowing they very good chance they could die. A lot of them did die. But it, to have that right, those rights, and to have that, have your own self-determination to be left alone. It was worth it to them. But today they'll try and tell you, like the government, you know, 37 people were killed because of this, so we need to get rid of that, because if there's 37 people, if there's one person killed over it, it's too many. How many people were killed getting it? How many people have been killed preserving it? But all of a sudden, 37, I mean, what was it, 23 little lies down there in Sandy Hoax, 23 lies. That'd be enough to, well, just to remove a whole right that goddamn thousands of men died, sacrificed everything they had to get you. But no, you should, if somebody's going to get hurt, we can't have these rights. These rights, people, that's what they're trying to convince us. You can't have those rights, because if you're out there freely doing it, people are going to get hurt. And we don't want nobody to get hurt, so we're going to remove your rights. And boy, what did that king have in mind? Why'd he want to remove your rights? Because they love us, don't you know, is why they want to remove our rights. They don't want to enslave us. They love us. They're trying to protect us. They're trying to make us safe. Anyway, guys, we're up at the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, don't give an inch. Get meaner and meaner every frickin' day. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!